All right, here we go again.
Here we go. Got it rolling. How much of an adjustment do you think it's during games, at least, as these guys? I know they've thrown a lot with fits in practice, but when you actually are playing in a game, is there still a bit of adjustments for your receivers to have to make to him?
I don't know if it's nearly as much of an adjustment for the receivers as it is collectively up front, the communication that takes place with those guys in terms of his mannerisms, you know, in the huddle, just making sure, especially on the road, that you're hearing exactly what the quarterback's saying. So I think that's probably more there than with the receivers.
Why do you think the running game has had so much trouble getting on track this year? It just seems to kind of sputter more than anything.
That's hard to say. You know, if we had that answer, we'd have it fixed. You know, so that's, you know, we've obviously, you know, at times it's looked better. We haven't nearly gotten it. Just like last year, if you're not getting some of those explosive runs, it's going to be hard to run for the amount of yards that you would expect. We have to continue to run the football because it helps us overall offensively, play action-wise, helps our defense to not play as many snaps, play, you know, football together as a team, so complementary football. But we'll continue to hammer away at it.
Has the offensive line play been up to expectations or up to the standards you expect in that regard in terms of running?
Well, I get where you're going because it, you know, it's okay. We all want the answer. You know, why? What is it then? The backs? You know, is it scheme? Is it O-line? What is it then? How can we get better at it? You're exactly right. And it's all of it. It really is. It's not one thing. There's times where up front we take our, you know, times to not be as consistent, then running back hitting it. So I think collectively scheme-wise, there's certainly things we're trying to each week to try and create more opportunities for us to be able to run the football. But you're right. It has to come from somewhere. We have to be able to run the ball better.
Beat people over the top more and get them out of the...
I don't know. I mean, we've sure as heck tried. I mean, you know, it's not like we're not going to stop trying to throw it down the field. So we are.
Right?
That's true, exactly. But it still puts it in them. And, you know, it's we're going to continue to do that. That's who we are, run, play action, continue to get better on third downs. So you're right. Does that help? Of course it does. You know, do I think... our ability to sustain blocks, be on the right people, be able to run downhill and break tackles, that's all a part of it.
Are guys just not picking up that free rusher? I mean, that seemed to be an issue against New Orleans on a few of Doug's runs.
The extra defender?
Yes.
That happens sometimes. And sometimes, you know, it's an assignment issue here. It's a cut here. It's a perimeter block here. It's a number of things. It's a scheme here or there. That's all a part of it. Whenever anything isn't functioning the way you'd like it to on either side of the ball, it's a collective issue, and we got to figure out a way. That's what we're paid to do, is to solve that puzzle.
What would you like to see Mike Evans do the second half of the year that he hasn't done well enough yet?
Well, you know, Mike's come a long way in terms of just his approach, his practice approach, his approach, you know, during game day. It's been frustrating for all of us. I mean, nobody likes to go through what you go through. We're paid to win, paid to, you know, find a way to get our players to play better. That's the puzzle of this league. And so I think that's the biggest part of it, is to continue down that path he was headed and control the things he can control. And, you know, that's the only thing you can tell guys is the next play, the next series, that in a game, and then in the practice, it's the next play. You know, consistently building who you are as a player. So that's the first and foremost with all of our guys. When you're not having the type of success you would like, and obviously it, for him, it's never been with Mike. He's a very selfless player. It's not about targets. It's rarely that Mike ever says, "Hey, I'm open. Throw me the ball," or "We ought to call this." No, it's frustration as a team. He's the ultimate team player. He'll do the dirty work from a blocking standpoint. So it's about controlling that of the things you can't control.
Hey, Todd, obviously Ryan saw some action prior to last week, but last week he took the number one snaps. Are there things like a veteran like himself in that week of preparation where he's taking number one snaps, are there things that he does that maybe a guy that's younger than him, less years in the league, that doesn't do?
Sure, I think so. I think a guy that's played as long as he has played, a mature player, has confidence in his ability of what he sees from the defense, and has the confidence to be able to then get us in different plays, different route combinations. He's not afraid to do those things because of all of his years of experience. There's no question. You can see it on the field and in terms of where he would go with the ball. So all the receivers have to be up and ready to go. And I know that's everybody should be anyways, but I think that a veteran player that's played as much as he has, I think that, again, he's not afraid to get us in the right checks, to think outside the box, to come and tell Dirk things that he is seeing that maybe a younger player might see that, but is he really as confident to be able to say that or see it?
You surprised at his mobility, and is that a function of his athleticism, or is it just, or maybe a combination of the fact that he's been around the league enough that he's just smart enough to sense the pocket collapsing? You know,
all the above. I think being in the league adds to that. I think he is a really good athlete. From a escapability standpoint, I mean, that's obviously shown over the years with the amount of rushing yards he has. So, you know, I think the beard disguises that a little bit, makes him look a little older than he is. So maybe people don't think of that if a guy's got a beard that he's going to be able to run like that. But he is certainly capable of getting himself out of trouble and making plays with his feet.
Coach, O.J. Howard had, I think, 6 targets in the Buffalo game, and then he's had 4 over the last 3 games. He's on the field plenty. Is he just a mismatch guy with certain opponents you're playing in the passing game, or how are you guys playing?
Some of that's true. You know, O.J. plays our Y position, so, you know, we ask him to do a lot of things that the common fan wouldn't see that he helps us win, and we've got a number of good players. So it I've said this every time I get up here, and it's a valid question. I don't mean it that way. All I'm saying is when his targets go up, then someone else's go down. So it's just the way it is. There's only so many throws. If you want to run the football and be able to play action, it's okay. It's, well, why did Cam only have X amount of targets? Well, that's because Chris Godwin and DeSean Jackson had this many, or Mike Evans. Why are Mike's numbers down? Well, we've added DeSean. So if there's only going to be 30-something passes in a game and you complete 20 of them, it's just going to come from somewhere. It just is. And he's still a developing player, going to be a really good football player, and is a good football player, and going to continue to get better with his route running, his body control, his balance, being able to set up defenders. Sometimes it just plays itself out that way. Would we like it to be more consistent? Of course. Like with all of our players be able to distribute the ball, we sure would.
Cam was getting doubled up in the red zone. Has there been an emphasis? Because, I mean, him and Mike tied for the team lead with 4 touchdowns apiece. Has there been a greater emphasis on trying to get some of those other guys a little more comfortable in the red zone so that, you know, when Cam is getting doubled up or Mike is getting doubled up, those guys, you know, like O.J., can flourish a little more?
Sure. And last week, you know, in playing the Jets, they hadn't shown a propensity to double a receiver, especially Cam, but then Mike was out, so that showed okay. And it happened twice where they double Cam. One, it didn't matter because we threw it to Chris to Chuck for a touchdown, but then on the 2-point play, they did. So, you know, you have to adjust. You're right. I think the thing that benefited Cam last year the most down there was Mike, because more and more teams were doubling Mike. So you're right, though. We always have to have a plan for how are they going to handle those two guys, O.J. as well, some of the other players that we have. But you're right, we have to do a better job of making sure that we have a plan that allows for a big target like O.J. or Chris Godwin down there to give us an opportunity to score touchdowns.
You mentioned you only have so many footballs, but I mean, Chuck Sims was a guy that, you know, has been productive. He had a pretty good game last week with 2 really big plays anyway. With Fitz, is he better suited just through his experience to get the ball out in the flat or you know, better timing on some of those throws? Do you think Chuck would become would benefit maybe from some of his experience with those throws?
I do agree with the first part, that I do think the more experienced a quarterback is, that he's going to get the ball out of his hands quicker. He's going to see things faster. Sure. And be able to make decisions quicker. So I do think that becomes a function of our running backs to be able to check it down. So that is a part of it. And will Chuck benefit from that? I do agree. I think that will, you know, when you get into third down situations and the way he sees the game and processes it probably just a hair quicker. But again, that I'm sure when he was in year two or three, it didn't. So I think that comes through, as you said, Rick, through experience.
Have you noticed Cam getting double-teamed more this year?
No. Well, it happened again. No, not up until last week. Last week it did because we didn't have Mike. Yeah. So, and it came up in odd formations. It wasn't like we had Cam flexed out where they were double. No, he was attached and they decided. We had him another time where he was in line and they just made a decision. And you couldn't really tell when – you can always tell when Mike's by himself. When a receiver's by himself, you can tell what's the safety doing in a single high look. But when you're in, when you have an attached tight end, the safety doesn't have to move very far. You don't really know it at the snap. You see it at the, you know, when the play's over, you look at the pictures and you go, okay, this is what they're doing. Okay, they're doubling. Okay, making adjustments. Well, that happened so late in the game, we didn't get down there again to really adjust. So, but good points. And moving forward, you know, you just have to look at the stats at, you know, most teams who they like to target in the red zone.
With Ryan, I want to say he had like 176 passing yards. I mean, it wasn't a game where you guys were necessarily pushing the ball downfield. I mean, he was checking down a lot, hitting guys underneath. I mean, is that something that, you know, maybe in hindsight with Jameis, you know, especially with the way the shoulder was going, you know, maybe a switch to more of just some of those more high completion, you know, percentage type passes?
I try to think of the calls that we had up in the game plan. It didn't feel like, from our game planning standpoint, that it was any different. Sometimes if you have a given game plan, you could take five coaches and every one of those coaches would call it differently with the same exact plays. And I think sometimes with different quarterbacks and different looks that you get, the ball's going to go some different spots than they would with a different quarterback. So you're right in that regard, but it wasn't like we're like, oh, hey, now we got fits. Hey, let's not do these things. And we still tried to throw it down the field. You know, we had Deshaun on a go route, and then we had a post route to or a take route to Chris that we threw an interception on. We had some other times where the ball was, you know, scheduled to go downfield, but pass rush has something to do with that. I don't think it was really that. I think some of it has to do with the defense at times, where the quarterback's eyes take him first, and then who's playing the position.
I know you guys do a lot of multi-level stuff too with the routes. So I mean, like, you know, you're having those go routes, but you're also having, you know, hump, you know, coming through there on like some of those shallow crossing routes and stuff. But I mean, when it comes to Fitzy, is that his strength, the fact that he can get rid of the ball quickly, as opposed to like Jameis, who's kind of dropping back, you know, and more apt to push the ball downfield?
I think they're both apt to push it down the field. I don't see that so much. I just think through experience and, you know, seeing things possibly, I think you'd have to ask, you know, Coach and Coach Bajakian that a little bit. But I just think sometimes, you know, experience, as we talked about earlier, I think it just he's able to get it out of his hands a little bit quicker. You know, we did a little more in the screen game. That's going to get it out of your hands a little bit quicker. So, again, I'd have to go back and look at it to really see that. It doesn't feel like that through our game planning that's changed. It may be just because Fitz just has a little quicker decision. You know, he makes his decisions a little bit quicker.
Watched a lot of practice the last 2 years. What's the first thing you think of when you think of Brent Grimes against your guys?
First thing that I think about is I can't believe he's whatever age he is. I mean, for his body, you know, the way he can move around. I don't know how many defensive backs could make that interception he made. You know, that's receiver-like adjusting his body. You know, his ball security wasn't very good after it. But it was an unbelievable interception. And his confidence to change directions and jump routes, and that part of it is we're different when he plays. I mean, because it just takes the pressure off of every other player. There's a natural confidence that comes from having one of your best players on the field. So
kind of takes away that side of the field, right?
It does a little bit. You know, I mean, they still have to throw it there. But, you know, I mean, he's made some – that play – it's amazing that we ended up winning the game considering we didn't take advantage of the field position we had early in the game. I mean, as many opportunities we had, you know, and he was a big part of that. You know, the last game of the year last year, interception for a touchdown, you know, and just those kind of plays that he's capable of, and a third down knockdown that gets us off the field. So, but the biggest thing is just how lively his body is for his age, where he can bounce around. Some guys, it's like Deshaun and him, they're different, you know, in terms of their ability to bounce around and be able to change direction, still play at such a high level. I mean, there's no way you would say, you know, and it may be just the way we are today as a society with nutrition and guys, the way they take care of their bodies, you're seeing it with quarterbacks, you're seeing, like, there's no way. They're not slowing down. They're still very athletic, still playing at a very high level and can play, the way I see it, as long as they like to play.
Obviously, got great hands. You see him make a play like that. Does it go through your mind, like, might be able to use him as a wideout or something?
Sure, you bet. Vern Hargrave, same way. Really good hands, really good body control and athleticism. So those guys, and that's what you would want. I mean, you want guys, if you thought, heck, they could play corner in this league and change direction, you know, you would think, hey, it'd be a heck of a slot receiver.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, thank you, guys.